It is 8:32 and time for a program here on Quicksland this morning. We're going to learn more about healthy schools, healthy communities in Randolph County. Joining me is Laura Hyman, who is the district wellness coordinator in the Moberly School District, and also Kim Buckman, who's the project director for Impacting Youth Wellness. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Let's find out what it is. What is Healthy Schools, Healthy Communities that started, 5 years ago, I guess, Laura?
In 2013, our Healthy Schools, Healthy Communities began with an initiative to try to, the original goal was to decrease childhood obesity by 5% over 5 years. Since then, we've been overall in the state trying to just increase access to healthy food and increase physical activity among students and their families and trying to create a healthier environment for our communities.
How did this initiative come about?
It's sponsored by the Missouri Foundation for Health, and they saw a need among students especially and the raising and increasing childhood obesity rate, especially in poverty areas or low-income areas. And so they saw a need and decided to try to fund that and see what they could try to help out with.
All right. So how'd you get the job?
That's a good question. They were looking for someone.
Not
they already
on her own merits for sure. No, I'm just kidding.
I contacted the school district about another position, and they said, "Well, how would you like to do this?" And so I said, "That sounds like a worthwhile project."
And then Kim. From the health department side, what?
Prayers. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. At the time, I was with the health department, and we were already kind of working with child care facilities and with the general public, educating on nutrition, educating on the importance of physical activity, and it seemed like a natural fit. And I think it initially started with about an 8-hour position, and we were like, oh, we need more time. So we bumped it up, and then we bumped it up more, and then we're just like, you know what? We just need that and several other people working on this. So that's kind of how we got started with it.
All right. Laura Hyman, Kim Buckman, my guest here. So where do you begin 5 years ago, and what have you done in 5 years?
Oh, we could probably go on all day
this
about what we've done.
While.
Yeah, exactly. We weren't really sure when we started out what we were going to do. We started with there's some requirements that they have of us because they do a great job with their research firms on keeping statistics. So we measure height and weight on all first, third, fifth, and seventh graders twice a year.
So you actually weigh?
Yes.
They had to weigh in.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. Right. And so we're measuring that and keeping very close track of that. And then we also do surveys of fifth through eighth graders. We do pedometer and accelerometer assessments among fifth graders. And we're also tracking the attendance rates and behavior referrals and the test scores because research shows that as you have healthier behaviors and have increased physical activity, then your test scores go up and your behavior referrals go down. And so there's definitely even more than just health behind it.
Mm-hmm. So this is part of a national program then?
This is actually in Missouri. Yes,
okay.
Uh-huh. And it's privately funded through the Missouri Foundation for Health. And we're among about 33 school districts that are participating in the initiative. So,
all right. We should also mention that Westrand is involved, right, Kim? In this?
Westrand is involved. Yeah. We call it Cohort 2 because it sounds really cool and code-like. But it was kind of a Series 1. We started with Moberly Schools. Then we added the community to that. Then we went to Cohort 2 school, which was Westrand. That was the expansion part of it. And Westrand started 1 year after Moberly did. And so they've got another year to get their 5 years of efforts towards that. So.
All right. The school was not out money. This was through a grant?
Correct. And actually, I'm not certain about Westrand's amount, but for the Moberly schools, it's amounted to almost $500,000 over 5 years that has been towards action plan budgets for the schools. Each of the K through 8 schools have received an amount of money that they can use each year that they come up with an action plan on how they want to use that and what programs and items that they need to purchase to try to help with their programs. And then there's also other, you know, money that we need to kind of keep the programs going. So,
well, I've got a list here. I don't know how many you want to touch on of actual action items that you've done over the past 5 years. Maybe hit on some of the things that the kids were involved in.
some of the highlights, I feel like. We have some really great capital-type improvements that are equipment. We have some new playground equipment. There's a concrete trail inside the North Park and Gratz Brown Elementary playgrounds for kids to walk when it's not okay to play on the grass or the weather isn't good. They can shovel the concrete and be able to take their classes outside for a walk. We've increased healthy concessions. We've added healthy concessions to our Booster Club concession stands, our outdoor concession stands, and added healthy options, which has really gone over really well. We've increased our healthy celebrations. So our celebrations in the classroom, whether they're PBS or holiday birthday celebrations, we're trying to encourage parents to bring in healthy snacks and non-food alternatives to try to decrease the amount of sugar that's going into our kids. Just increasing physical activity in and out of the classroom with Go Noodle and classroom physical activity breaks. We also have some stability balls and flexible seating that we've added. School garden at the middle school. All of our K-8 buildings are filled with water bottle filling stations that will help, you know, you can fill up your water bottle instead of having to turn it over, and it increases access to water in the school. And just tons of programs before and after school physical activity. So the list just goes on, and we're just so blessed, I feel like, to have had this opportunity for our kids and our community. And I feel like our climate's changing.
This is a K-8 program, not
correct.
High school, right?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Although
the community side, Kim will tell you about what she's been able to provide.
Okay, Kim.
I was going to say, with the community side, we did start to look at the water bottle filling stations. One of the reasons that we like the water bottle filling stations is because most people look at a public fountain, and they're a little hesitant to, I think, drink from it. So to try and remove that barrier to encourage more people to drink water, we did add the water bottle filling stations where they don't actually have to drink from the direct spout. It's coming out of a filtered water device. And so we started looking at places in the community that the kids spend time and started saying, okay, we need to put water bottle filling stations in those locations. So we did do it for the high school so that athletes, when they were having the games there, they would have access to it. We also worked with a group of students year one and two, well, I guess technically it was year two and three, on trying to be advocates for the high school and for the school district. They were our health advocates and ambassadors, and they wanted a water fountain, so that was kind of their contribution to the school. We did it also throughout the community in a couple of other locations. But.
That's Kim Buckman. Laura Hyman is in studio with me. We're learning more about healthy schools, healthy communities. They had a celebration on Wednesday, capping the five-year program. Had a guest speaker who we'll be hearing from here at the end of the hour. I'm interested to know, what was the reaction of the students when this all started?
Was there any kickback?
Did they say, what's going on?
Well, I feel like they're excited about physical activity, because anytime they can get out of their seat and move around, they're excited about that. I think that some teachers and staff, I think, were a little more hesitant regarding healthy celebrations than kids. I tell people all the time that kids do what you do. So if you tell them we're having a party and we're having some music and a game and a craft and whatever, they probably won't even notice that you don't have any food, or, you know, you don't have six dozen cupcakes. Yeah, exactly. So I feel like the kids have been really receptive and excited about the programs, and even the healthy concessions. Our youth ambassador group came up with the proposition for healthy concessions and offerings, and especially our track athletes and any stand where the athletes are eating out of the stand, they really, really are enjoying having the option of healthy. And also, we've decreased the price of water in our concession stands too, to try and encourage that, and our sale of water has skyrocketed. So
Kim, you want to talk about
that? I was
going to
say that with the health, I'll kind of quote one of them, and they said, we work the concessions. They're like, and we don't have the option to eat healthy, and we want to. And so that's basically the whole premise of this, is that not to take away certain things, not to ban things. It's to say, if you want to make the healthy choice, it should be the easy choice. We shouldn't have barriers to you wanting to do the right thing. And I think that's why we really haven't had many obstacles with stuff like that. And like Laura said, kids are just excited about, like, One, play. Two, I mean, when you present them with healthy food, they're also like, oh, this is like kind of the good stuff. Like, this costs money. I know that much. And so they've just been really excited. I think anytime you give them attention and focus and also listen to them, I think they're excited about things.
And also the administration has been very supportive. I don't think there's been a time when I have asked to do something or suggested something that they haven't been supportive. So I really appreciate the building administrators and our central office administration for being supportive of what we're trying to do.
And so I will second that for both schools. I think both schools have had... We couldn't do the things that have been done without their leadership. They have been phenomenal to just be like, yeah, that sounds good. Yes, we want to do that. They totally bought in, hook, line, sinker to the whole thing. And some of it's pilot. I'm like, we hadn't tried things before. And again, you kind of have that in the background of your mind as I'm like, people are going to be resistant to this. And they're like, let's try it. It's worth it. It's the kids. And so if you want to talk about people that are really committed to a healthier generation, it's been the staff and the superintendents and the principals, all the administrators, even custodians. I'm like, down to the every single person within the school. Secretaries, phenomenal, because they've had to take on the whole, sorry, you brought cupcakes today. We're not going to be doing that today. And then like they have to deal with that. So all of them have really been amazing and key components to accomplishing everything that's been done.
As far as the physical activity, how much of it is just incorporated in the normal day, be it a PE class or recess, to where it really isn't a huge change or something that would be like conducting a practice to where you're making them physically involved? Is it kind of incorporated and almost camouflaged to where the kids just make it part of their day?
We know that the teachers and administrators have so much that they're trying to cram into our students' brains and into their day. So when you say, let's take 5 minutes out or 1 minute out to do some physical activity, they're like, really? We don't even have 30 seconds. We're trying to get this reading and math and meet all these requirements. But we have been blessed to have the Missouri Foundation for Health paying for something called Go Noodle Plus. Go Noodle is a free service that you can anyone can access, but Go Noodle Plus is a subscription service where they can actually input their lessons and their spelling words and math facts and things like that they're working on into the programs quickly. And then so part of the learning process is doing a game that's involved with that, so it's all already done for them, and so they're actually doing some learning on their specific curriculum while they're exercising. But just adding a minute here or there and getting some extra walking in addition to the PE and recess that they're having.
Okay, 15 before 9 o'clock here. We're continuing our discussion, Healthy Schools, Healthy Communities, in Randolph County. Kim Buckman and Lauren Hyman, my guests. Okay, so 5 years later, what are the results? Good? Progress?
The results are very good. I think that we have a lot of happy kids, and I think overall through the state, we were told that 5% to decrease childhood obesity by 5% over 5 years was a lofty goal, and I didn't really comprehend that until, you know, a couple of years in, and we were not moving the needle. And honestly, throughout the state are still struggling to move that needle because there is so much that goes into this. It's not just about the 8 hours a day that the kids spend at school. It's about summers and weekends and nights and poverty and how much it costs to eat healthy food and video games and being sedentary inside. And there's so much that goes along with it. So it is hard to move the needle, but I do definitely feel like we have a climate change happening in our community and our school.
I will second that, and kind of what Laura was saying with the obesity epidemic, there's a lot of different factors playing in, and it didn't happen overnight. It happened over many, many years that all those things kind of came together and created like what I like to call the perfect storm of like all these things that are now coming together, and it's hard to combat that. I know when we first started, again, I was with the health department, and so I'm looking at this 5% when they're like, 5% in 5 years. I'm like, oh, that's so not going to happen. I'm like, we celebrate when we move it like 1.25 in 5 years. And again, like the reason that this is such a big thing is because kids are, if they continue on the pattern that they are, is that the parents will be burying their kids. That's the statistic. That's why it's the epidemic. That's why it's a big thing. That's why the nation's moving towards healthier kids. That's why state is moving towards healthier kids. That's why we're all committed to it, is because with all those kids being at an unhealthy weight, it contributes to a lot of different things. It means diabetes, it means heart disease, it means all these different things, and we have to find major ways to make a dent in that. That's, like Laura was saying, that's sleep deprivation. Kids aren't getting enough sleep. That's more sidewalks. We went from from every older community having sidewalks to, in the 70s, not having sidewalks and people not walking. We went from moms working and dads working, both parents being gone and telling the kids, go in your home, lock the doors, don't go out. We just have a lot of things, and then technology taking out a lot of that need for some of the physical activity. So there's a lot of factors that plays into it. I will make a plug, and I'm very fortunate that the city of Moberly passed a livable streets resolution, which is actually trying to move to combat the fact that sidewalks aren't there. Now, Moberly's been doing that for a while anyway, but now this is an official kind of creed to say we want a healthier community. We want to move to a place where there's sidewalks, where there's biking lanes, where there's all this, and this is our future. So,
you also mentioned the correlation between better grades, a healthier student, a better grade, or are we seeing improvement in the classroom that you can somehow connect the dots and say maybe this program's helped out?
I think so, and I think our behavior referrals, we're seeing a decrease in those too. So it's subtle differences and subtle changes that I think, especially over time, are really going to make a difference.
Not to mention, I think we've had several morning activities in both school districts. And so the kids that have participated in those morning activities, they tend to be more attentive in class, which makes it easier for the teacher to get more into her day instead of having to do the referrals. So I think that helps out a lot. They're more in tune to do things. Not to mention, there's lots of studies that support that an active mind is a healthy mind, then it learns better. So,
all right, we're going to have an interview coming up with Dr. Joanne Owens-Nosler, who was the keynote speaker during the program celebration on Wednesday night. But in wrapping up, what now? What happens now after 5 years? Do you continue on, or?
The initiative, as it is right now, is concluding in Moberly. As we said, we have some more time on the community side and one more year at Westrian. But we are looking into other funding options, both through the Missouri Foundation for Health and other ways to try to continue this progress. Some of the things that we've been focusing on sustainability over the last couple of years especially, and knowing that this funding will come to an end, and making changes in policies and things that are lasting that we can continue on. So we're just, I think we've got buy-in in our community and our schools, and so I feel like it's going to continue beyond this.
And that's where that committed staff that we had talked about really plays a role, is it lies with them. They don't want to see it go. They've seen the benefits of it. And so we're really looking for them to kind of keep things going. And those environmental changes are the ones that are going to last and hopefully not need replaced. We just need to continue on that path and continue kind of people being passionate about this and realizing that it's not over yet. We still need to be working towards it.
And one thing I hope to continue is our building champions in each building. We have a building champion that is in each building that kind of keeps things rolling at the building level. And then we will be continue to meet as a district and have monthly wellness meetings that we call the School Health Advisory Council. And so I think that through all of those efforts, we'll be able to continue many of the programs. And
I've seen the wonderful things that this community can do when it unites. So if we're looking for sponsorships for morning school activities, which we will be, so if anybody's listening and is like, oh my gosh, I totally want to like pay a whole bunch of money to some teachers to work with kids in the morning, we love that. And you can contact us at 660-263-7173. That's my office. But again, looking for ways to kind of keep things going, and I have seen what this community, Randolph County, can unite to do. So I believe if other people know about this, believe in it, that we can continue to do things even if grants aren't available.
Thanks for coming in and giving us a report on the program.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Laura Hyman and Kim Buckman, my guests, talking about healthy schools, healthy communities.